All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Storm season is rolling in. Make sure your home is ready and get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. I would like to let her do it. On NBC?
Yeah.
I don't know that lady.
Hmm?
I don't know her.
No, me neither. Oh, we got a little... I don't know about them low pressures and all that, but I can tell you about what's going on outside right now. Looking out west, it looks like it is a little bit cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect a shower at some point during the evening because, like, again, it's that time of year. It is hot as hell. Was it 88 degrees, I'm guessing? The winds are 10 miles an hour. Out of the east still, and this, the way it works this time of year when it comes out of the east, this will blow all the way out west. The west winds and east winds will meet, and then it rains in West Broward and Palm Beach and whatever in the evenings. That's just the way it works. That's this little cycle during the course of the year. Otherwise, gotta tell you, still a pretty nice day as Aston Martin drives by. Ooh, nice.
Fancy.
Yeah, gray.
Fancy.
Yep.
Wow.
Hit the gas, buddy. You're driving that thing like a bus.
The Marlins, we'll get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and Mrs. Tobin asked me to put in 4 bottles of sun lotion to not get burnt. No, just kidding. And when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. Marlins lost yesterday 1-0. Joe Mack, cool name. He made his Marlins and MLB debut. This is what Clayton McCullough had to say on the rookie catcher.
Very confident and smooth behind the plate. You know, the ability to, you know, smother some of those balls in the dirt the way he did. I thought he framed very well. And so, you know, the defenses we've seen him catch. I mean, that's what, you know, he came in here today and seemed like he was very comfortable and, you know, played well. And, you know, offensively, I mean, you know, too much to take from a debut. You know, you get up there and you go try to get something you can hit, and he might have been probably thinking about that first at bat since he heard the news he was coming up here. And you know, it's so you take a little while offensively, you know, to get up here and let yourself just relax and go take quality at bats. But I thought, you know, behind the plate he really, you know, seemed, you know, very calm and did a nice job.
Yeah, they banished Augustine Ramirez to the jumbo shrimp. They're like, ah, he's going to learn. He's going to – they still want him to catch. They don't want to move him to a new position, which damage may be done there. I mean, you may just want to move him to a new position. Let him just focus on, hey, this is just me. What's Augustine? What's he, like 24?
If that. That's the only thing I hated about baseball.
What?
It takes forever.
He's 24 years old. Give him a first baseman's mitt. Let's hit some tater tots, all right? Enough of this catching nonsense.
You think he's just already ready to give up on it?
I just think it's time. You know, like, he already was too focused on the catching this year, and look what it did to him. It ruined him.
And he wasn't catching.
He couldn't hit any home runs, yeah.
And he wasn't catching.
Let him focus on hitting, you know?
I got to tell you, I think he played catcher too cool. On the one knee, trying to be all...
Everybody does that now, though. That's the style.
I know, but he ain't good enough.
That's what everybody does, though. That's how they teach him.
Sometimes, listen... When you are not good like that, you need fundamental baseball. That means you got to do everything by the book. No one legs, no one knee, none of that. No.
But the book now is different. It'd be like saying, like, don't catch the ball with one hand anymore in football. That's what they do. That's what they do.
I don't like it. That's why he's in the Yotes.
He's on the Jacksonville Jumbo Yotes.
The Jumbo Yotes. Jumbo Shrimp.
Clayton McCullough, this is what he had to say on the Marlins getting no runs yesterday.
I was okay with the at-bats. I think sometimes guys just, you know, make good pitches and, you know, getting some counts. And I think his ability to throw his breaking ball sometimes in 3-2 counts and some behind-in counts and able to keep you off balance. Again, he's just been a very good pitcher in this league for a long time. And tonight, I think he, you know, just mixed things well. And in the ninth there, we hit a couple balls hard. You know, Stowey was probably one of his better swings. I think he's put on a ball. And Otto hits a, you know, a bullet that just happened, unfortunately, on the ground right at Trey. So, you know, X hit some balls hard again. So, yeah, there were kind of more scattered moments of us offensively tonight. We just didn't have that inning where we were able to, you know, string some together.
Yeah, well, fix it, dude. All right? Enough of this nonsense. Letting the Phillies win 3 out of 4 here. Ridiculous. Orioles are reeling. You better get a win tonight. Tired of this nonsense.
I tell you what, they play a lot of baseball.
They sure do. Never ends.
This is 5 days in a row.
Never ends, dude.
Like,
just keeps going. Just keeps going.
The ebbs and flows in baseball are unlike any other sport. Like, basketball has a little bit of that. You can't have none of that in football. There's no ebbs and flows.
No, Owen Casey had, like, look at that first 2 series that he had. I mean, this guy, he is terrible now. He's getting up there.
But that's why I just think
it's a coin flip that he's even, you know, gonna get up there and not strike out. He gets up there every time and he strikes out now.
I mean, for a young player, sometimes, you know, you get off to a good start. You go, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
And then you realize it was easy against him because he sucks too.
One week of it, and that's where they're at. So Brittany was mentioning last segment about the F1, and so that the Hard Rock Stadium is now apparently not up for snuff anymore. And apparently Stephen Ross doesn't really even care. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to – they're like, well, you're not in the rotation anymore for Super Bowls. We haven't had a Super Bowl since when? The 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
When the Chiefs won?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun driving all the way to Miami.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That Brittany, sucked.
That's not the worst part. Brittany, we were doing the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
Yep.
We had to go to Miami Convention Center every day.
Which was weird because I guess they just wanted the ambiance of Miami because the Super Bowl before that, Colts-Saints, everything was in Broward. Broward hosted everything, mm-hmm. which would make more sense.
But he did the same thing with the national championship. It was in the same spot. Right.
I know.
But I think it's maybe more accommodating.
Maybe.
Because it is pretty, it's big.
That fan convention center was great.
Right.
But Stephen Ross has apparently been told that the Dolphins don't have the facilities and the upkeep to host Super Bowls anymore. Which,
no, it's the surrounding areas. They don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah, they don't have the infrastructure.
To have all
which,
of the
which
things
they don't.
That
which, but hold
the
on.
NFL
but,
wants to put up.
Yeah, but how do they not? Like, they've hosted more Super Bowls than almost anybody. What's changed? Well, how is it possible that Dolphins don't have it?
The fan experience stuff.
Well, I think.
Fan experience?
That's
the fan experience is you get to be in Miami.
No, they do a lot of stuff around all these stadiums. And go ahead, Brittany.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Go.
They do a lot of stuff around these stadiums, and the NFL comes in and wants to build all these structures around the stadium, and they don't have – because with the tennis stuff, with the facility across the street, with all these things, it's eating up that space where the NFL would come in and put, like, Cirque du Soleil. Like Cirque du Soleil comes in. They used to have, like, a ton of room for that. Now they don't.
What's –
Who cares? He does F1 every year.
The attraction
and he does tennis every year. He does not care.
What doesn't Miami like the part of the reason you have it here and LA and Vegas is these are places people want to go. Like you can have all the infrastructure you want in Minnesota with your new stadium. It's Minnesota. No respect. But you know what I mean. It's like
No. Again.
If you have
here's
a new,
the deal.
You
here.
Can have a new stadium anywhere. That's cool. But like the attraction is you have here. A city and a place people want to go to.
I would say this. I'm more insulted by the NFL dangling a Super Bowl to get teams to build a new stadium than they are by saying you don't have the infrastructure to have a team. Oh, have a game.
Hey, just put a canopy up there. What else? What do you need?
Canopy
at the stadium.
But I think that
the
it's already
stadium is fine.
They've taken so much space from the surrounding area as it is with F1, with tennis. They have taken like the Hurricanes parking situation has gotten 10 times worse. I have family who has season tickets who have been moved around because they've had to take away so
courts.
Much parking. Not even from that, just the track in general too, like the paddock that they built on the side of the stadium, all that stuff. Like F1 took up a ton of space. Tennis, they have a tennis court the whole year round, right. All year round.
They do other events there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they've taken so much surrounding space that it's hard to, I think it's difficult to have the infrastructure to have a Super Bowl there. There's not enough space for parking for the amount of people that are going to be here for a Super Bowl.
Want to know the other shocker?
What's that?
I'm almost 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
the NFL rents the stadium, so you don't it's not your show.
Yeah, I mean, the attraction is always like you're bringing
the
it into
surrounding
town, all
bringing
that type
business
of stuff.
For
and he's
other,
making a
right.
gazillion dollars on the vroom vroom.
Right,
they're and literally the extending the paddock. They just announced it.
No, listen, that's part of what has upped the value
every year.
Of the franchise.
I'm not risking the money I get every year for once every 8 years.
Already, you know, he's sitting here, but I'm just sitting here being like, look, if you're the NFL and you don't want to have a Super Bowl in Miami, that's a you problem. Like, if you think you need all this stuff to have a Super Bowl, like, the attraction is here. That's,
you know what I would
say? That's the facility.
You know what I would say as a counter point?
Good.
At least down here, we don't have to stay on freaking boats.
Right. No, but that's my point. Is like, oh, no. In Jacksonville,
stay on cruise ships.
In Jacksonville, you need upgraded facilities. In the Midwest, you need upgraded facilities. The attraction to the Super Bowl in Miami is Miami. Like, that's supposed to be the thing.
There's a couple places. San Diego.
Yeah, dude.
LA.
Like, if I was Stephen Ross, I'd be like, you serious? Like, why don't you guys have owners meetings here like every year? Where's the facilities there? No good? Like, of course. What do you mean I need upgraded facilities? And you want me to put away my gazillion vroom vrooms? No.
Also, they moved the Dolphins facility on site, so that's also taken away from a lot of space as well.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, I mean, something that comes once every 7 or 8 mm-hmm. years versus income that you have every year. And this is not small events either. F1 is like a Super Bowl every year, right? And then you have the tennis. That's a big event. So, like, yeah. Like we say, we're not kicking. You're not kicking us out. We kicking you out.
I just think it's a silly thing for the NFL to ask. It's like, yeah, could you guys
make, they didn't even ask.
Could you make, but even the idea that he's sitting there like being like, all right, do we upgrade more stuff that they need? It's like, what possibly Wait. More could you need to lure people down here?
You know,
it's
going
to
be amazing. They're literally going to have a Super Bowl in Cleveland.
Yeah, great. Enjoy that.
No, but I'm just saying.
But enjoy that.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Like how stupid that is?
This is rewarding. You're not rewarding people for having.
There's no reward to going to Cleveland. It's Cleveland. Sorry.
Exactly. No, stop apologizing to me.
I'm just telling you. Like,
I understand.
Great. Hey, oh, hey.
I understand the Cleveland dynamic.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Dynamic's the wrong word to put for it.
What should I put?
Just existing.
I mean, it was the first place I had my gyro.
The what?
The gyro.
Like the Greek delicacy?
Yeah, they used to have the little gyro stands when you leave
That's
the club.
What I served at the Super Bowl when I was a concession person. We were in the Miami substand, and I
How
cut
many
the
did
gyros.
You eat?
I would eat the meat singularly.
Oh, no. You know what? Here's what's crazy. I remember when I was a kid, and mm-hmm. we did the thing at the Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you had to go into the stadium with. A bag of buns, a cup, and hamburger buns. Because they don't count the meat. They count the buns. So you could eat as many hot dogs as you want. But
you could also just put, we put spoilage. I wrote on the clipboard, like, it fell. Spoilage.
So right now your insides are supposed to be just rotten. All the spoilage.
Spoilage.
You write it on the bag?
Yeah.
Why is the bag empty?
We had a spill. All the water took out all these hot dog buns. Spoilage. They're like, really? Yeah. Sorry, man.
You know what? I'm starting to have a problem with stadium food anyway.
Why's that?
Because you ever get a hot dog and the buns are stale?
Sure.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
Well, enough of that. You're charging me all that money. I want a fresh damn bun.
Do you know how much I paid for a hot dog at F1 this weekend?
20 bucks.
It was $12 for one singular tiny hot dog.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
For a regular size hot dog?
For a regular size hot dog.
That's highway.
Not even a foot longer with all the fixings on it?
That's nope.
That's why Stephen Ross can sell a percentage of his team for hundreds of millions of
literally,
dollars.
Literally. Yeah. And the only toppings they had was pickle relish, horseradish, mustard, and ketchup. Those were the four things that you had an option for. And it was $12.
Carlos says it's bad enough the Dolphins are allergic to winning playoff games. The closest thing they had to it is gone. You know what? They probably shouldn't have had a Super Bowl until they win a playoff game, though. Like, it's been long enough. Like the idea.
I mean, the Saints. No, I can't even say that.
No, you can't say it for anybody. They've had the longest drought.
No.
For winning a game? Yeah, they have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, because the Jets have had the longest drought of going to the playoffs.
Of going to the playoffs. Right, I'm saying winning a game. No, they're numero uno, dude.
Wow.
Yep.
I was still playing football down there. That's
pretty crazy.
Think about that.
Yeah, I have thought
about
that.
I just got, Brittany, no lie.
I wasn't alive, so if that makes anybody feel better.
Lars Smith.
I mean, can I just say this? Contrary to popular belief, I understand how fans feel about this because I spent my whole youth, my team never had a winning record.
Can I tell you another thing that bothered me?
From the time I was 0 years old till the time I was 19, my team never had a winning record. Never.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I know, like, really, anybody, hey, y'all call y'all team the Aints and wore bags to the games?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I understand.
But here's the thing.
Too broke to have season tickets, so I didn't care as much, but.
Can I tell you something that bothered me?
What bothered you?
I seen all these draft videos that came out, right? Like, I watched the Cowboys make their trade with Sully. All right. And by the way, Sully, not shook. All right, that Stephen Jones tried to big boy him.
What did he try to do?
They were trying to move up to get Caleb Downs. They wanted to go up a spot, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't think the Dolphins were going to trade Caleb Downs, but they thought that somebody was going to jump them to get Caleb Downs. They were going to trade with the Dolphins.
Right.
So Sully's like, they wanted to offer him a fifth, and Sully's like, hung up the phone. He told his Todd the intern to hang up the phone. Because he's like, Todd the intern here, who's talking? He's like, it's Stephen Jones from the Cowboys. And then he goes, it's Stephen Jones, Mr. Sully. And then Sully's like, he wants a fifth. He'll do it for a fifth. Mm-mm. Hangs up. Got multiple
fifths. I've known people that have given up a one and a two to move up one spot.
Yeah.
Like top five?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
But so I saw that. But I can tell you, I watched all the video. All right. It was pretty cool. I saw the pictures. And this damn Mike Florio, he scared away Troy Aikman. Where was Troy Aikman? Not in any of the war rooms because this damn Florio sticking his beak where it doesn't belong. And he's worried about his Monday Night Football broadcast. So Troy Aikman didn't look like he was able to hang for the. Unless they hit him. Unless he had like a disguise, like they put a mustache on him.
Why is it that big of a deal?
I feel bad for Troy Aikman. He said he wanted to enjoy the process.
Here's what I would say. I would have liked. And here's why I was okay with it. I want Halfley and Sully to be in the room, to be the dominant voices, and have every pick on them. Right? Because if it doesn't work out and something goes wrong, I sure as hell don't want to see you sitting in front of a mic or a TV saying, well, I probably should just listen to my gut.
No, he said every pick's on him. I'll give him credit
okay.
for that.
Okay, so why any so?
Because I know this Florio. He's a fuddy-duddy, and he scared away Troy Aikman.
I don't think he did.
I think he did. Oh. I think he did, dude. Oh, Troy Aikman said he wanted to be there. Okay. He's not in any of the photos.
Okay. How do you know he didn't choose not to go?
I don't, but I also don't.
Yeah,
I don't, but I also suspect it was because of that rat bastard, Mike Florio.
Can I just say this? In this organization, if you're doing things still based on how other people are going to feel, then you're never going to be a different team. You're never going to be a different
franchise.
But
it's not how he feels. Like, he picked those guys.
If he wanted to be there, right, I don't think nobody would have told him no.
I don't know.
No, like, I'm not. No.
The only guy who's out here being, you know, sounding the alarm is Florio, because how could he go by his Monday Night Football without it? Ridiculous, dude. Anyway. So, NFL, I wish you no success. Kick rocks for not having Super Bowls here anymore. We don't even need you. We have everything else. Who cares? You don't want Super Bowls here? Good. I don't want you here.
Do you, like...
Been there, done that. There's been a gazillion Super Bowls here.
Yeah. But do you really want a Super Bowl here?
I don't really care. But I'm annoyed that they have this idea. The end. It's like you said, like, you got to bully people into new stadiums. This shakedown process, the NFL... has to have on cities. No, dude. Hey, we're not Kansas City, respectfully.
That's
we're not.
I was getting ready to say
Oklahoma.
We're people not, are knocking down doors to have events down here. Yeah. We're not knocking on doors to have events.
With all due respect, kiss my ass. We don't want you here. All right, and get Troy Aikman in the and Florio. Mind your business.
Anything else?
No.
All right.
No, I'm gonna try this Celsius you got me though.
It tastes almost like a retro vibe. Have a little sip. Retro vibe.
Let me get one more. I gotta like it.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
Are you okay, man?
I hit my knee on the corner.
Uh oh. Hey. Yeah. You remember this? Was it me?
I'm just supposed to ignore that you just screamed at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, it hurt.
I'm sorry.
So, this song right here, we had Ethan Skolnick do the words to it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey. The beginning.
Didn't Marcos claim that he says potato or something like that?
No.
He was trying to break down, and he's like, yeah, that's what they say. I'm like, I don't think so, man.
No one knows the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, I do.
What you just said was not lyrics.
Yeah, it was.
You just went.
No,
that's how he says it, though.
That is how he says it.
I understand that they're words. He's saying words.
He said, this
sometimes
just the
they don't say words. Like I think in like if you listen to the Scat Man, it's just beat a ba da ba da ba ba da boop, and that's how the lyrics are. He's not saying any words.
Dude, you can't be an ass all the time. that's why he's called the Scat Man, right? Because it's a dance. I'm telling you, listen, you're white.
Thank you.
You ain't whiter than Ethan.
No,
right?
I don't claim to be.
So we had him try to figure out the lyrics to this song. It might have been the funniest thing. No chance.
Dade South sent us a video, and it was of a vicious animal attack that we were not expecting.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, you can't do the volume, right?
I bleeped it out.
Oh my goodness!
So okay. I think we can. If I missed any, Brittany, I'm sorry, but you know, I have it ready. But I'm pretty sure I got all the bad words because this guy is watching this family.
just imagine you in the woods. First of all, it don't seem like there should be more than two families in these woods.
No.
Right? Let alone.
It looks very remote.
It's very remote.
And you can see like the little dam right there because a beaver, this family apparently got a little too close, I'm imagining, towards this beaver's
damn
hub.
Yeah.
And the beaver wasn't having it.
He's getting attacked by a beaver. Yo.
That beaver is right on his tush.
Yeah.
Oh my God. God.
And he's viciously going after
those
people.
Wait, look at that little kid. The dog! What is the dog doing?
Dog wants some.
No, he don't.
The dog's an idiot.
You can't have a high tail like that and think you're going to fight.
That kid tossed the hell out of that beaver.
Yeah. That ain't no small beaver either. Ooh.
No, that beaver's got some beef to it. This guy took him by his scruff and how would you feel if your child had to save you from a beaver? Because the dad's just walking away in shame.
First of all, there's a lot of things in this world I never have to worry about. Being in that dirty, nasty, dark water and being surprised that something came and bit me is not one of them.
I mean, he's got him by the scruff and he...
You know what my favorite part is? I don't know. Go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Look at this woman with the stick. Look, she pick up a stick.
Yeah, she gets
what
the stick.
Hell are you going to do? Like, she look at her.
You guys, you
know, like, look, she's right on with the stick.
Let me get him.
Let me get him.
I didn't know beavers were that dangerous, though.
What?
I didn't know.
Of course.
All animals are dangerous protecting their area.
It's true.
I know, but I always just picture them being swimming animals.
Wait, you also thought a possum was.
Well, I won that one.
He's just ugly because he's scared.
I thought he had rabies. I didn't know possums didn't get rabies.
Wait. What does that have to do with you, though? How close do you think he's going to get?
He was close enough. And he wouldn't let me go to work. I'm like, all right, da-da-da-da-da-da.
So did you kill it or did you scare it?
Oh, no.
He's no longer with us.
Hey, so question. You just have a bat by your front door?
I had it by the front door, yeah, because my son and I were actually playing baseball the day beforehand, so it happened to be right by the front door.
Well, what would you have done with no bat?
I don't know. Probably would have grabbed his bike and thrown it at him, whatever we have on the front porch there. Here's the thing, though. I have been in situations. Sal says, did you try shoe?
Wait. Shoe is the like, I don't know why people think shoe works, right?
It does work. It gets me out of a lot of situations.
Shoe, shoe. The old love to say shoe. You said shoe before?
1,000%. I'm like, okay, shoe now. I live in Hialeah, so I have a bunch of chickens and ducks that terrorize me.
There is nothing that says South Florida like you driving down the street and a pack of chickens just crossing the street.
Listen. But this is like, that's my life in Hialeah. Like, I leave my house and there's chickens just hanging out on the top of my car. I'm just like, go away.
Wait, I get wake up calls by chickens. Roosters. Well,
I remember one day. So, like, one time when I was walking my dog, like, he got into a big fight with a possum, and so I thought they were a little bit more vicious. So it brought me back, and I took care of that possum the same way I took care of this one. All right. So I hearkened back to my days, and I was like, well, the last time I was in an issue in a conflict like this, same thing worked. No more possum. I feel bad though. I see we're using them to get rid of the Burmese pythons.
They're very misunderstood animals.
I had two possums running.
They're very ugly though.
Like, they're hideous. They're hideous. They're disgusting. They gross me out.
I had
they
two
make me want to
possums running my garage.
Yeah,
we had to get the critter patrol to come get them.
They got rat tails. Okay, they got ugly teeth.
Their teeth are hideous.
Then they either hiss or play dead. You know,
I had two play dead for 4 days.
This one wasn't pretending anymore.
What's wrong with you?
Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello.
Jennifer, I'm alive.
I'm so happy you're alive.
It's like, you can't lose Leroy. Like, what?
We lost you.
Yeah.
We did lose you. We just didn't know where you were.
You just didn't answer.
Huh? Because my phone was in my bag.
We're answering.
It's like some places you golf, like I didn't want to be the guy to just be all over my phone.
Wow. That's crazy.
Did he not give you guys a proper warning that he wasn't going to be?
Yes.
He says he did. Oh. I don't recall.
Dude, how long have you known me?
It's serious when Tobin texts me and says, where's Leroy?
No, but here's the deal. How long have you known me?
Long time.
And how many times have you ever said, you didn't show up and I didn't know? Once. That was yesterday, which means you probably forgot.
I don't think you told me.
Dude.
I think you meant, so again, I think what happened is,
I told you the day after the tournament.
No. You said, I think you mentioned it because you went golfing recently.
Yeah.
Did you golf there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's why I was confused.
And I told you I'd be back. I'm going again.
I think you said you were thinking about it.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. I'm glad you had a good time. Somebody says, Tobin, enemy of all possums. Another guy says, you killed a possum for no reason. I want to be clear about this. Not no reason. He threatened me. I just didn't know he wasn't rabid. I now know.
That's certain animals use that as a tactic because they're terrified.
I have a tactic too. I have a bat tick. Let's get to the next bag, huh?
You're a possumer.
Oh my god. He says I have a tactic.
Yesterday we talked about this on the show.
Oh no.
John Sterling died. Longtime voice of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the
Network. Derek Jeter.
No, that's Bob Shepard.
Bob Shepard.
He is it is high, it is far, it is gone. Yankees win.
Yeah. Yankees win. All right.
So he sadly passed away. Michael K the television voice of the New York Yankees, paid tribute during the broadcast.
And the pitch. High drive. Right center field. Going back to Barris. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge. A Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge.
So Michael Kay putting aside his see ya home run call for John Sterling's signature call.
That's cool. I mean, I like that. Like,
classy.
For the most part, you appreciate guys who've done it before you,
mm-hmm.
right? Just like I would have been. I wanted LeBron when he broke the record to do a skyhook. That would have been cool. Right.
My favorite part of that was Thomas Bryant in the post calling for the ball.
No, wait. Let me tell you something about athletes. You have to understand that all of these athletes growing up were the guy. There were no role players, right? Growing up, you were the star. So it's still in you. However, like you get to NBA, you a role guy. Like yeah, you don't ask LeBron for the ball ever.
Crazy. A guy who's not a role guy, Wemby. Had a triple-double yesterday. Ooh. Had a Whiteside. Did it with blocks.
It was.
But not a great day from the field for him. But he says, don't worry. All he has to do is play a little better on offense, and they're going to be much better.
Start by making some shots. Feel like know how to use my energy. You know, obviously used a lot of it on one side of the court. And on the other side, I used too much. Offensively, I used too much energy in things that didn't really help our team. So that's on me. But first thing, I'll start by making some shots.
All right, we'll see what happens.
It is an interesting dynamic to hear him say that because, excuse me, it happens in a lot of sports where you have to kind of pace yourself and realize if I burn a whole bunch of energy here, for example, on offense, the interception, the pick six. Like, it may look bad, but you know damn well you ain't going to catch that guy.
Yeah.
Don't go ahead and get exhausted. You coming right back on the field.
Mm-mm.
So just let him go. Like, it looks bad on TV. It looks like he ain't even trying. I'm like, no, that's not the case. It's that I'm not going to chase this guy and then be right back on the field on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm going to pick my poison.
On the other side of things, Ant-Man made his return for Game 1 yesterday.
Looks smooth.
He's awesome. I would love if he played for the Heat. I would love that. Doesn't matter. We're getting DeBanza coming up in a couple days here, which is awesome. God. Dude, if we get the number one pick. Hey, Spo, will you play them? They're all 19. All of them in the top four.
Oh, they got Shereed DeVoe on. You know, that's Vinny Viola.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. That was an incredible run.
I've never seen a horse come from that far.
That horse was bored, and then the horse was like, all right, I win now.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, this is what he talked about on getting back to play in that game.
Just right after the injury, I think the main thing is just trying to keep it from being stiff because that's the usual outcome of when you hyperextend your knee. Like, you don't want to move it. And like I said, I think I got the best physical therapist in the world with David Hines. So just trusting him and working through all the pain that I felt throughout the first 2 days, 3 days, and just getting in the pool, running on it, band work, and just a lot of resistance. So, yeah, he got me right.
Yeah, he only played 25 minutes, but they saved it basically for all the fourth quarter. So
that's how you do it.
We'll see how he is going forward with the series. But that's a monster. Take that first one.
The next, it's hard to, here's how you have to play when you have a hammy. You have to push yourself without exerting too much because the strain is what causes the soreness.
So, it's not a hammy, it's a extended knee.
I mean a knee, but still same.
Luke is the hammy.
Yeah. The knee is, I wonder if they tape it slightly bent. So he doesn't extend it again. But he looked smooth.
Yeah.
He looked like Ant-Man, just not a bunch of minutes.
It's going to be a tough series. I mean, they have a lot of Those guys ain't scared. I mean, that's the thing you like
that's
about the
Minnesota
Timberwolves.
You ain't got to worry about them being scared.
Nah. And they've had the experience. Like, this is kind of – San Antonio's looked good, but they got to go up against another young team in the first round against Portland.
Right.
This is like the first test. And now, and you got a little bit of a break because Ant's not all the way back. But
bullies.
They took game one. Randall looked good. Rudy Gobert's been looking – and then Jaden McDaniels having a great playoffs too. So
he's been able to cover – while Ant-Man was out, which is amazing.
He's always said, he's
Ant-Man,
like, Jaden McDaniels is the man.
Who's out? DeSumo?
DeSumo, I think it's, yeah.
He's still out.
He had that one crazy game. But yeah. McDaniels is their second best player.
Yeah, which is amazing because – and they just – I mean, didn't Ant-Man say it?
Like, he said, yeah. They grew up together, and he's been saying this forever. He's like, right. He's like – he had the famous line, they have Kevin Durant, we have Jaden McDaniels. And everybody's like, what? Well, he's laughing now.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid got banged up a little bit. Shocker. This is him on why he was grabbing his stomach.
I got hit on it. I don't know if it was obviously based on what's been going on. I guess I got to protect him more, so I don't know if he was dirty or not. So yeah, I guess I got to do a better job of protecting my, you know, especially that part.
Yeah, they got hit in the stomach and then hit in the face because they lost by 30 to the Knicks.
I mean...
Do you think Timothy Chalamet then like tried to hightail it to the Met Gala, or he just the damage was done?
No, the damage was done.
You think she goes, Ben Stiller was here?
Probably. But I mean, he hasn't
then
been.
He goes, he's probably like, Ben Stiller, not a real fan.
He hasn't been since his debut, so.
He hasn't been where?
To the Met Gala ever. Like, he went one time and then he's never gone again.
You only like the Met Gala if you like fashion, right? Like, that's all, that feels like the only thing is, because like Dwayne Wade goes every year, but he loves fashion
and art.
And he has, and Gabrielle Union, like, they look like a royal couple, you know?
Mm-hmm. What was the theme yesterday?
It was costume art. Fashion is art was the theme.
That's a ridiculous.
It
ridiculous
was the stupidest theme ever, so and stupid. Everybody seemed to also
fashion,
miss the
mark. What is, costume
I feel
is
like
art?
It was all over the place. No?
Costume art, fashion is art.
Fashion is art.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like Art Basel. Like, did somebody sell a banana?
Step on people.
Yeah.
So somebody would have just taped a banana to their ass.
No,
they would have fit in.
It's like they could have done so. It's like such a broad. It was such a broad theme that people could have delivered so much more than they did.
God, I would have loved if Jimmy Butler and Bam were there at the same time. I wish Bam was there. That would have been so funny.
I know. He didn't. He didn't go though.
Please pose, Mr. Adebayo and Butler. Please pose. I'm like,
you think they get along?
No, yeah, they hate each other. Yeah. And it was funny because Jimmy Butler was wearing an aloe suit, which was like really embarrassing for him.
You know what? You know why?
Is that embarrassing?
Can I tell you?
Sponsor.
It's embarrassing.
Can cool. I tell you why from a player's perspective? Why? Because whatever you have going on with the team,
mm-hmm.
and whatever you have going on with the coach, whatever you have going on with management, right? That's not us. We supposed to be your boys. And so when you do that to us, then we have a problem. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think they're cool.
That's
right
why
now.
They're not.
Maybe they will be one day.
Nope.
One day.
Nope. Nope.
One day.
Do you think maybe nope. Asia saw him and she said something like under her breath?
Oh, for sure.
She walked by him?
Hey, nope. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was shocked Bam wasn't there because Asia was a chair. She was one of the chairs for the Met Gala this year.
Maybe
so.
Maybe that's why he didn't go. Maybe she thought she was going to be hobnobbing, too busy. He's like, well, who's going to be
can't
there?
He can't hobnob by himself?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to hobnob somewhere. If Mrs. Tobin was the chair somewhere and I got to hobnob by myself with Larry the...
You want to go support Mrs. Tobin?
Not if she was busy.
Hey.
Wow.
I lived that life when we go do stuff at the high school.
Yeah.
Because Mel's like all into it. And she sets up a lot of the stuff. And then I'm there and there's somewhere. This is what I get. You're in the sports, huh?
Did you play for the Dallas Cowboys?
Who'd you play for? He was there yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, you saw Levon Hernandez there yesterday?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know Levon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was supposed to play with him, but they switched groups because somebody didn't have somebody.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've known him. My first comments to him, he looks good too, slim.
Nice.
I said, you could probably give me 5 innings right now. He said, yep.
Yeah. They don't make him like Levon Hernandez anymore. They should. We should do a new promo. They run that Brad Penny one a lot. I was listening during the game. They play us like every break. Maybe we should mix it up a little bit for him.
Hey, Len!
Hey, good Len!
Mix it up!
We'll take a break here on the program. Final hour coming up. Back after this.